Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay. Hi, everybody. We're live. Welcome back to another episode of Screen Heroes. I am Derek, one of the weekly hosts. I have my two other hosts with me, Ryan.
Hello.
And Ray.
Hello.
And Ray, do you want to introduce our guest?
Yes, everybody, we got another chick on the show. Wow. This is like the second time this has happened. It's amazing.
Is that true? Is it really only the second time?
Yes. Feel bad.
No. You're responsible for guests. I mean, that's not my job.
Anyway, everyone, meet Amber Elliott.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
I am too.
So, what's our main topic today before we talk news for people?
So, we're going to fan cast some Disney princesses. And the boys are seriously humoring me on this because I've done so many podcasts for them.
That's not fair.
Yeah, you don't do those for us. Come
I
on.
I do it for all of us.
I meant I'm not humoring. This is something.
No, I am.
Absolutely. Don't lump me in with Ryan.
Okay,
that's all
so
I'm saying.
Both of you are humoring me for different reasons. Putting up with us for...
I wasn't humoring anything.
Calm down, Derek. You're going to be okay.
I love Disney movies.
Yes.
I just haven't seen all of the Disney movies.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. All of the animated or all the live action?
I mean, I haven't seen all of either. You know, so... Well, I guess I've seen all the new live action ones. The ones that are remakes of animated ones. I've seen all of those. No, I didn't see Maleficent.
And you haven't seen Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Well, neither of us saw that one. But I saw the first one.
Unfortunately.
So, I mean, give me a little bit of credit.
So, this was inspired because after the success of the live-action Beauty and the Beast, Disney said that their ultimate goal was to create a live-action Disney princess universe that they can all, like, kind of exist in.
Because that's what people do now. They just make movie universes and then print
it
money.
It worked so well for Marvel.
Yeah, they're the only one.
Star Wars.
Star Trek was a universe in the 90s.
Okay, Derek, that was 2 minutes. You're falling back.
This one's on you.
Okay.
We have the Dark Universe now, which is the monster universe announced this week.
It's like one movie, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's one movie.
Yeah,
right,
that's not a universe.
It's one movie with like half a dozen
characters. They announced the Ghostbusters universe too, and look where that's gotten it.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's not happening.
But they've got Russell Crowe and Johnny Depp and
Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem. That's what I was thinking. He's the new Frankenstein. Monster.
Yeah,
is he Frankenstein or is he the monster?
Frankenstein's monster.
Okay.
I mean, he's believable as either one, really, so.
Maybe he's both.
Could be.
That'd be fun.
That'd be really cool. He made his monster in his image.
Right?
It's like a god complex.
It'd be kind of an interesting take on things. Okay. Where'd he get the body, though?
Why are you asking the hard questions?
Maybe it's like face-off.
It's like face-offs. Does that mean Nick Cage is in
that?
Yes,
yes, that's the surprise.
Nick Cage can be Igor.
Nick Cage.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. So I guess we can talk news for a little bit first. What do you guys want to start with? You want to start with like happy stuff or sad stuff?
Yeah, there's always sad stuff. So we lost Roger Moore today.
We did. Yeah, one of my favorite James Bonds. I always loved Roger Moore.
He was a good one.
I had a friend today that had no idea who it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess he hasn't done much in a long time.
Are they still your friend?
I need better friends.
I mean, he was 89. I don't even know what the last thing he was in would have been.
Right.
But he was in. He played James Bond more than anybody else. So, I mean, I guess Daniel Craig is still going, so he could eventually match that, but... You know, so that was a little sad. He's 89. He had cancer, so that's sad.
Absolutely.
I'm drawing a blank. Now, I just read this, like, not even an hour ago. The main woman in Clerks died.
Yeah. Yes.
And she was fairly young.
Announced that earlier.
Yeah.
The first Clerks.
The first Clerks. Yeah.
Clerks, too. Yes.
So that was really, because she was only like 42, 44.
I didn't see that today.
So that was pretty sad.
It was not long ago. That's why I think Smith made a post like an hour and a half ago or something. Wow. So it was pretty recent.
It's so weird because she went back to her normal day job after clerk. She didn't do any acting after, or if she did, it was very small. So there's a lot of my friends in Jersey that were like, I knew her. We hung out.
And, right, yeah.
So
that was definitely kind of, that was pretty shocking because, you know, I mean, she was really young. She was in her early, mid-40s. Roger Moore's 89. 89's a pretty decent run. It's hard to complain too much about hitting 89, but 42, 44,
That's rough. So you want to keep going? Like, Zack Snyder had to drop out of the tail end of shooting Justice League. His daughter committed suicide back in March, and it's just too much for him. So, thoughts are with you, Zack Snyder.
Yeah, he tried to kind of bury himself in the movie, and that didn't really get the effect that he was hoping for. So,
and instead of just like stepping away, he had to come out and say what was going on because of everybody on the internet's like, Zack Snyder needs to leave Justice League and needs to give up the DCEU. And he knew that if he didn't say what was going on, that the internet would just go ablaze with the rumors.
Justice League is going to fail.
All this other stuff. Yeah, they would have started all these rumors and everything else. So he had to come out with the fact that his daughter committed suicide. I mean, it's a terrible situation. The internet is a terrible place. People were tweeting pretty rude things earlier today that I saw. And
it's pretty terrible stuff.
I hope he never reads those. I really do. That would be, I can't imagine how that would make anybody feel.
Like, no matter what you think about his directing, and I go back and forth on it myself personally, so I'm not like the biggest fangirl, but I'm definitely not a Snyder hater. You can't do that for this.
Right, that's him as a person, not as a director. It has nothing to do with anything. Just let it be.
He has done good movies, so it's whether you hated Batman v Superman or not, he did Dawn of the Dead, right? That was him and James Gunn wrote it, and maybe that's why it was good, but. He's a really brilliant visual director. Yeah, but you don't. But like,
he's not a bad person. He's never been in the news.
He's
for
always
anything
been
negative.
With his fans. Mm-hmm. Even at the Wonder Woman premiere, he was taking selfies, all smiles with fans. And you know, absolutely. When you go back and look at those now, that he's like, you know, inside. It's
well, I mean, he may have gotten some joy from those experiences. You know, I don't know, but yeah. So basically, Joss Whedon was writing some extra scenes that they were going to film, additional scenes for Justice League. He's also going to now direct those new scenes.
In Snyder style.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to make it so it's not jarring in the movie, because it could be Joss Whedon and Zack Snyder. Very different. Yeah. So, we'll see.
I mean, obviously, he's an experienced, talented guy, so the movie's in good hands.
So the fact that Joss Whedon is doing this is pretty telling that he's going to be doing other things in the DCEU. I don't think they ever, like, DC actually, or Warner Brothers actually came out and said he's directing the Batgirl movie, did they?
I thought they did.
It was confirmed? I thought that was a rumor the whole time.
I mean, I thought they did.
Cool, this pretty much confirms
actually, the person
everything.
That confirmed it was Kevin Feige.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have anything to do with Warner Brothers, so I'm not sure how you would...
They had also confirmed that Wonder Woman already got a sequel, and then today, Patty Jenkins was walking that back. So, I don't know what confirmed means anymore in 2017.
Well, it's confirmed that he's at least working in the DCEU at this point, so it's not crazy to think that he would
It seems like he had a larger hand in things than what we previously thought, so that's really cool.
Yeah, if they tapped him to do the scenes for Justice League, that's a pretty big deal. It's also the fact that he's directed both Avengers movies and now he's directing part of the Justice League, you know, that's a very odd.
It means he does have experience
with Star Wars
big
movie
ensemble
away
stuff.
From being like hitting the Holy Trinity, you know?
Absolutely.
That would do it. But I mean, it means he can handle an ensemble film, you know, because that's
Because you saw what happened with Age of Ultron.
That wasn't his fault.
No, I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about what happened after the movie.
But that wasn't. The movie itself didn't do that to him. The environment of working in the MCU did that to him.
And the internet broke him.
The internet didn't help anything. Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason Edgar Wright left Ant-Man.
Yeah.
You know, because he felt boxed in too, but Whedon tried to complete the project, and he did. And then he was done.
Very done.
I don't blame him. I don't. It's got to be tough to work under those constraints.
At least this time he's just like coming at the tail end, so he's not going to get all the blame. The funny thing is, if the movie's bad, Snyder's going to get the blame. But if the movie's good, everybody's going to go, well, that's because Whedon came in. Snyder can't win at all in this scenario, and it's really unfortunate.
I mean, I would hope that he's at a point where he doesn't worry about that too much. He's done a lot of really big movies that have all made hundreds of millions of dollars, and Warner Brothers extended his first look contract the same day that he stepped away from Justice League to kind of show support for him. So when he does come back to do movies, Warner Brothers is like right there ready for him. So I don't think he has anything to worry about.
Either. I don't think so either. I'm just saying it sucks for him because he's already had to deal with all the internet hate, you know, and now it's no matter what happens.
So was there happy news? I don't remember.
The Discovery trailer came out.
Yes. That was so which I could talk about forever.
See, which it's funny because like the internet hated it.
Well,
not the Trekkies necessarily, but like in general, if you go to like comicbook.com or any of the big news sites, they were like, this trailer was terrible.
A lot of people, even Trekkies, think, and I'm not sure I agree with it, believe that the trailer was thrown together last minute in response to the Orville, which if you don't know what the Orville is, that's Seth MacFarlane's new show on Fox that's essentially like a Star Trek parody show.
So it's Galaxy Quest.
Well, so he actually, Seth MacFarlane just did an interview with TrekMovie.com. And basically said that, like, there's some Galaxy Quest-esque stuff to it, but it's really a Star Trek show that's done with comedy. And because it's an hour long, they still have real stories and stuff that they have to go through. So it's rooted in Star Trek.
Okay.
And I think that CBS was kind of floored by it because, I mean, nobody knew that this show was coming. All of a sudden, it went from there's no sci-fi show on Fox to it being ready to go in the fall, and here's a trailer and a bunch of production stills and behind the scenes photos and all that. Whereas Star Trek Discovery has been delayed like a year at this point almost. Yeah. And we still had nothing. Literally, we had no production stills and we had no trailer, no release date. So I think CBS scrambled a little bit to put together a trailer. I'm sure they had this already going. I don't think they made it in a day. That's not, you can't make a movie trailer in a day. I just don't think that's happening. Yeah. I mean, I could talk about Star Trek Discovery for a while.
I think it looked cool. I'm not the biggest Star Trek fan, but I thought it looked neat. I will say that the writing, at least like what they chose to show in that, seemed a little bad. The guy that's like, my purpose is to sense death, and I sense death. It's like, okay. Do you rebel too? Because this is terrible.
Doug Jones. That was Doug Jones.
I know,
by the way.
But it's still, that doesn't make it good.
No, I'm just letting you. I didn't know if you knew.
Fun fact: our friend Damien, who we interviewed almost 2 years ago,
way back at Crypticon.
Yes,
in 2015.
He is one of the makeup artists on that show, so he's painting the all the Klingons. Yeah. That's awesome.
I didn't have any problem with the way anyway he looked. I mean, quality was there.
Yeah.
No, I just thought it was cool that we know somebody.
That is neat.
Yeah.
Well, we don't really know him. I don't anyway.
I mean, you don't.
I met him.
We go way back.
I talked to him.
He's in my DMs. Okay, I will pull that up.
No, I mean, I think that it certainly looked different than I anticipated, but you know, it's still really early. I mean, that's a... It's a season-long trailer, right? So it's going to have 15 episodes, like, and you got 2 minutes.
But I think that was all from the first episode.
Probably.
I hope so. Like, I hate when they show stuff from the season finale. And
from the whole season, you're like, why did you just spoil the whole season?
Right. Like, now, show me the first episode.
Officially, they'd only finished filming 2 episodes.
So
last they announced.
Pretty sure that it's at least the first couple. So
yeah, I mean, maybe something's from episode 2. I would imagine all of that's from the first episode. Especially since the title ship wasn't actually shown in the trailer at all.
Yeah.
That's the Shenzhou, which is not the title ship, obviously, because it's Discovery. So we don't even know what that ship will end up looking like since everybody hated what it looked like last year.
Right.
I didn't, by the way.
Yes, we know.
We talked about it for an hour.
We know.
Just in case anybody's listening who cares, I didn't hate the original look.
Okay.
CBS will be very happy to hear that, Derek.
He is their target audience.
Yeah, I mean,
what's funny is it doesn't seem like, based on that trailer, that Trekkies are the target audience to me, anyway.
Really?
It seemed like it was
the target audience for every TV show is to appeal to as many people ever, so...
It seems like it would irritate Trekkies more than it would, like, drag and pull them in, but, you know...
It looked no different than a preview of Enterprise.
Okay. I mean, I don't remember the previews for Enterprise, so I couldn't tell.
Well, because that's the only other Star Trek show made in the 21st century, so I don't expect it to look like The Next Generation, because that started 30 years ago, so I would hope that it looks different. You know, I'm not one of those people who thinks that a show has to look like the 1966, you know, William Shatner Star Trek with cardboard and stuff. So, you know, PVC pipes for
space age
equipment. And, yeah. Dogs with like horns strapped to their head. Look, it's an alien.
We get it.
Well, Ryan's giving me a look.
I'm just going to see how long he'll keep going.
I'll keep going.
All right. So this has taken a turn.
Well, Star Trek came up, so that happens. It does every week, but this time a little bit earlier than normal.
Do you want to start on the main topic then?
I guess. I mean, while we're here.
Well, then kick us off.
Okay, so we each cast various Disney princesses. Some of us, I went a little overboard on mine. I'm terribly sorry.
Did you not follow the rules?
I followed the rules.
Then how could you have gone overboard?
Because I'm an extra credit kind of student.
I didn't know there was extra credit. Okay.
You're getting graded on this, Derek.
My mistake.
Better be good.
So we each had three because three have already been cast. We left those alone.
Three movies
have already been in the Disney Princess. Four, if you want to include Alice, which some people have, some people do or don't. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
I didn't think she was considered a Disney princess.
She's only been considered one in the Kingdom Hearts video game.
Right. Disney parks and stuff does not consider her a Disney princess.
Yeah.
Okay. So then it's not so bad that we didn't see the second one because it had nothing to do with this conversation.
Correct.
Okay.
So who would like to go first?
I mean, I figured...
Okay, I'll go first.
I figured you should go first because this was your topic.
So I'll start with Aladdin. It's the only Disney princess film where the main character is not the Disney princess. She was the very first princess of color, so that was really cool growing up. And it's also slated to be the next live action. They've already started the casting calls and the production. So I went with the biggest rumor out there, and I cast Will Smith as the genie.
Which I'm okay with.
I'm fine with it. I know a lot of people, like, Robin Williams, losing him was a huge tragedy, and there will never be another Robin Williams, so I'm good with the Will Smith, because he'll be very animated, and he'll make it fun and cartoonish, but he's never going to do a Robin Williams impersonation. He'll just be Will Smith.
Do you think that if Robin Williams was still alive, they would just recast him as the genie?
I would hope so.
Yeah. I feel that was his role, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping you were cast Christopher Walken, but...
He was already cast as King Louis in Jungle Book. Otherwise, I was thinking about casting him in something. That would
have been great. I mean, he obviously has the best song in all the Jungle Book movie.
Yeah, that's true. But...
I want to hear him sing Friend Like Me.
That would be good. That would be good. It makes me happy thinking about it. I would go see that.
Fair enough.
So everybody else in the film, I did not want to whitewash at all. And because American cinema is not a big fan...
You cast Jake Gyllenhaal as Aladdin.
I mean, he was the Prince of Persia.
That's what I'm saying. That's perfect casting.
Oh, my God. Oh, oh, God.
This is already going off the rails. You're welcome.
Well, I was going to say that the rest of my actors, you know, may not even know who they are because they're in TV shows and... Like one or two episodes. American cinema doesn't promote Middle Eastern actors as much as they should. So,
okay.
For Jasmine, I cast Yasmeen Acker. I hope I'm saying your names right. I'm really
now that
sorry.
Name does sound familiar.
She was in The 100, Divergent, and Agent Carter. She is a singer, songwriter, and actress. She played Thelma. I knew you were going
to... No, I was trying to think of who, but I don't know. It must have been a really random character.
But because... On her IMDb and Wikipedia, she listed singer-songwriter first. I thought Jasmine would have been perfect for her. So that's where I went with Jasmine. And her name is Yasmin, so it's really
that
cute.
That is close. It already fits. Yeah.
It's really cute. As far as Aladdin goes, I had Bobby Nadiri down from Prison Break, Resurrection, and Fear the Walking Dead, but somebody else struck my fancy at last minute. It was Manish Dayal from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Switched at Birth. He's a very charming actor, and he's getting bigger and bigger roles.
That is. He would be good, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought it would be cool to see. Like, I could immediately picture the very first scene with him running through the outdoor marketplace.
And yeah.
That's what I thought would be cool. And for Jafar, that was the last character I picked for this. I didn't want to go into Iago because that'd be difficult with Gilbert Gottfried's constant controversy. I picked Musa Kreish from American Gods. He's the genie.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a very different Jafar.
Yes.
Because, like, he's, like, a big dude. Like,
yes.
Like, physically formidable.
Yes.
Interesting. That's an interesting choice.
I made sure to pick all Middle Eastern actors because in the original movie, nobody was Middle Eastern.
Right.
Yeah.
He would be really cool at the end of the movie when he becomes a genie. Yeah. Like, that would look really cool. Maybe they could do the Captain America thing and, like, slim him down through the movie.
I don't know. He doesn't need to be super tiny like Jafar was in the cartoon.
But that's how you knew Jafar was the bad guy, because he was thin and lanky.
I need you to follow me with a sentence. In Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, Jafar was not a skinny person. So Disney has already had a live-action Jafar somewhere. And
that doesn't mean they did it right.
No, they didn't. That show was canceled.
No, that's cool. That's an interesting choice. I like that.
That's so good. Probably my movie with the least popular characters in it, so, or actors. So if somebody else wants to go next, we can
switch. Having out. Will Smith in the credits, I think, would bring a lot of people in to see that, though.
Oh, yeah.
So
even if they didn't know anybody else, they would come see Will Smith.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, people are going to see the movie because it's Aladdin anyway.
Well, and it's Disney. Everybody goes to Disney movies.
Absolutely. They always break box office records.
Right.
I do love the idea of my favorite Disney movie being done with my favorite actor. So yes. I'm good with it. It works for me. I'm cool with that.
There you go.
So who wants to go next?
Well, I didn't cast whole movies. I only did princesses. So
that's okay.
All right. So I started with Brave because it's my favorite new Disney movie.
Mine too.
Yeah. I loved it. So I went with, both of my girls are from Game of Thrones. So I went with either Rose Leslie or Sophie Turner. Or Merida.
I like Sophie Turner for that. That would be good.
Yeah, I love them both. I mean, I love Rose Leslie. She's great. And I'm love her accent anyway.
Which one is she?
She played Ygritte in Game of Thrones.
Oh!
So she already did, like, the Archer thing. She was in Downton Abbey. Yeah, she has the hair. She's got the accent. And she's a little bit older than Merida would be, but I think they could make it work.
Yeah, she was great for that. That would be really good, too. That's a tough call.
Yeah, I love them both.
That might just be an age decision, then.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. But right, you don't watch Game of Thrones, do you, right?
No, but I mean, I've seen
You cast Rose Leslie as something. And, yeah.
Poison Ivy, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. I can't remember. That's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. Yeah.
I know who Sophie Turner is only because of that crappy X-Men movie that we had to watch.
Yeah, she is Jean Grey.
Yeah.
She will be Dark Phoenix and all that lovely stuff.
Yeah, because you can't do an X-Men movie without having Phoenix in it somewhere.
She's not the problem with the movie. So.
I called it the crappy X-Men movie, not the crappy Sophie Turner
movie. Yeah. And it's a crappy X-Men movie.
Yeah, one of many.
Yeah. I don't want to give a pass to X3 or anything like that.
No, they
like
rolled
that,
the dice on the X-Men films. It's like half and half are watchable.
Yeah. I kind of tangential, but I just kind of wanted to... So the Logan movie came out on Blu-ray, right? And it comes with the noir version of the film. And we haven't watched it yet, but I'm curious. Do you guys think it has the Deadpool scene in the beginning of the black and white version of Logan? Or do you think they just scrapped that for the noir?
I hope they kept it.
I mean, it's fine either way. I don't know. I think that gives it some
ambiance. Last time he was like, so Ray, do you think it'll be in black and white too? And I'm like, no, I don't even think it's with it.
It better be with it.
Wouldn't it be weird if it was in color and then they just switched to black and white?
I think that makes total sense.
So.
It's a Wizard of Oz, you know? Deadpool is Oz and...
Deadpool is
Logan
Oz.
Logan is Kansas.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah, that just happened.
East Montana, Kansas, what's the difference?
Tell us who you're casting.
Which movie should I pick first?
Not Frozen, since I have half and you have the other half. So whichever one.
So not Frozen, so Frozen. No, I'll start with Moana, mainly because this one was a really easy decision for me to make for the most part. So Moana, I thought was a really fun movie. I thought it was really good that they tried to pick people with Pacific Islander cultural backgrounds.
Absolutely.
And so I wanted to keep...
you cast The Rock
as Moana, right? As Moana.
As Moana. Okay.
Yes, that's the big
perfect
One Night Shyamalan twist.
I can get behind that.
Oh my God, can I see Dwayne Johnson in that outfit like yesterday?
He'll do it off. Have you seen the fanny pack picture?
Yes, I mean, so
did you
good.
See that he redid the picture? Did. Yeah.
That's what he was talking about.
He's got a good sense of humor about himself. So I did keep Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Maui because he is Maui.
Well,
I mean,
so the cool thing about Moana is yours just came out. Your actors are still age related to their characters. They can do it. It would be so cool to have, like, for say Rapunzel, Mandy Moore, and Zachary Levi just translate, but she's not 18. She's not passable for 18 anymore.
neither is Zach, but
no. So that's it's kind of the problem. Like the rest of the Disney movies, there's been time, and so that's why we have to recast and go back to the well.
But also, your point with Aladdin is in the cartoon, it's all a bunch of white people playing Middle Eastern parts, right? So it wouldn't really be right to get Steve from Full House to play Aladdin in a live action movie. It's a little weird. So I think that the fact that Ali and Dwayne did such an amazing job as the two leads, I mean, they're the majority of the movie, they should keep that. I wanted them to keep that. Now, I did think that, Tomatoa is what I was going to say. Tomatoa, the crab. I feel like it would have to be different in a live action movie. It couldn't be quite as silly and off the wall to be taken seriously and Disney's live action stuff.
I'm waiting for a name here, because if that description just came out of your mouth and you're gonna say that name on that, your argument is null and void.
No. I said different. I didn't say not.
No, you said not as silly and off the wall. Say the name on that paper.
No, I wasn't done talking. You're not supposed to look. This is cheating.
Why do you think Ryan?
No fun. I know. See, he has trust issues, and I know why.
Major trust issues, yeah.
And they're completely justifiable.
Apparently.
So in the animated movie, it's Jermaine from The Flight of the Conchords.
Jermaine.
Right. Thank you. And he's a very quirky guy. Now, he did play a really interesting, somewhat serious role in Men in Black 3, because he's the bad guy.
Did you just say that?
And also, what we do in the shadows also.
Do what?
What we do in the shadows.
I never saw that.
You really should.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Okay. I never saw that one. But anyway, I wanted the live action version to be a little bit grittier than his. His is very, I mean, he's a very like light and bubbly song guy in this movie. Everything's very shiny, right?
As he's trying to murder them.
But I wanted it to be a little bit grittier, a little bit darker. And while he is known to be silly, he can also sing, and he sings a little more hard rock. And I think that if you were to take these songs and make them more hard rock and edgy, he'd be perfect for it. And that is Jack Black.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I'm fine with it.
I actually feel hurt.
I like that choice.
You know how he feels about Jermaine.
I'm emotionally hurt right now that you think Jack Black is a better choice.
Jermaine Clement.
What?
Wow. Grittier.
Grittier, yeah.
His music style is. Do you ever listen to Tenacious D?
Yes, I know about the D, yes.
Well, they are a hard rock kind of group.
Okay.
The Flight of the Conchords are not.
You obviously haven't listened to all their music.
Oh my God.
I mean, I think I've listened to a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Too Many Dicks on the Dance Floor, have you listened to that one?
That's hard rock. That's their hard rock.
It's New Zealand rock.
I feel like it's
New Zealand folk rock.
New Zealand folk rock, everyone. New Zealand folk rock.
New Zealand folk rock.
Is not hard rock. which
it's considered hard rock over there because it's calling it New Zealand rock in New Zealand would be a little redundant.
But we're not in New Zealand.
I'm saying so. For that, never mind. I'm just kidding. We're going way off the rails.
A little bit.
Because of Jack Black.
Because of Jack Black.
And you. This is like the Funko toy Ghostbusters villain all over again. I swear.
I still stand by that pitch.
Oh, gosh. Well, it couldn't have been worse than what they actually did, so.
I mean, it could have been worse.
It probably wouldn't have been.
It would not have been Chris Hemsworth, that's for sure.
All right.
So. That's true.
Ryan, what's your movie? Your first movie.
So, Rachel said she did extra credit. I did a little extra credit, too, because I always do on these. And
you guys?
I kind of went a different direction than everybody else, just because...
I'm really curious what
would you do, make video games? Like, what did you...
No, I mean, they're movies.
Did you cast men?
Not quite. Gender swap? I did whitewash everything.
Because you had Mulan and Pocahontas.
Right, I did. So, Pocahontas, you probably won't know her name. Amber Midthunder is who I cast as Pocahontas, and she was in Legion recently. She was cool. Carrie Loudermilk Milk in that show, which I haven't finished. I'm only like 3 episodes in.
That's
she
not looks how far we got to.
And she seems to have some fighting training and things like that, which will be important to the rest of, you know, the movie. So I wrote a whole scene out, but I'm not going to go into it because we don't have time for that. But basically, like... I haven't seen these movies in a long time, so I was kind of going off memory. So I kind of pictured Wonder Woman in, like, a Native American setting. So she's, like, murdering all these white guys that are trying to invade her village and, like, just going coastal. Yeah, like, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be, like, slow-mo fight scenes.
This is, like, the first PG-13 Disney movie? Disney Princess
movie. Bordering on our, yeah. Disney Princess movie. All my movies are very...
Gritty
is, I guess, the word. Yeah. So yeah.
Jack Black's in all of them.
So no Jack Black.
For the record, at least 2 people in chat liked my casting choice. So
all right.
Well, they're wrong. So I cast an actual Native American actress. So that's good. But yeah, she's gonna be destroying people, and there's gonna be like visions from her elders, and they're gonna die after the visions because it's so horrible. And she's gonna send like bloodthirsty raccoons at them and like have a hummingbird that stabs people's eyes. Like, it's gonna be hardcore.
Who's directing your movie?
I haven't gone that far, but I'm gonna say Zack Snyder. I'm gonna go for Zack Snyder, yeah, because I like his visual style, and I think that in such a colorful movie. You know, she's going to have the colors of the wind behind her. It's not going to be an actual cape, but it's going to be like, you can see the wind and it's going to be like colors behind her as she's fighting.
I
can picture the slow-mo fight scenes of like flower petals in different colors. Yeah. And like bows, you know, shooting arrows like ping-ping Legolas style and then like diving in with a hatchet. Like,
is she going to run up a falling staircase? What was it?
The Patriot? Is that what it is? Yeah, it's going to be like that. Yes. Two hatchets just destroying people.
She's Mel Gibson now?
Basically, yeah. But also Wonder Woman. More Wonder Woman, but like Mel Gibson also. So just kind of a hybrid is the direction I'm
going. That's just Braveheart, I think.
No, there's no giant swords. But there are going to be rifles. Jeez. And she basically has superpowers, so it's going to be kind of like superhero.
I love this.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Actually, all my princesses now have superpowers, so
I'm okay deal with it. They're Disney. They're allowed to have superpowers.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Can she fly now?
No.
Okay.
But she can jump really far. Not like Wonder Woman far,
can
but
she
like...
leap tall buildings in a single bound?
No, not quite like that. Okay. I mean, she's still a human. She's more like Black Widow, I guess, in terms of like her physical like ability. She's not like super strong, but she's very peak human.
The colors of the wind carry
her. Yeah, they carry her.
I love that.
There you See? Go. Thank you. I mean, I thought of that by myself, but I appreciate you bringing it up.
Are you sure you don't want Quentin Tarantino for this? Because I feel like the dialogue.
I don't. No, it's all about the visuals.
Okay.
She is barefoot through the whole thing.
Yeah.
He'd be on board.
He wouldn't be able to direct it because he'd be so distracted the whole time. Anyway.
Chat thinks that her boyfriend.
I did cast him too.
John Smith should be Jack Black.
No.
So.
I did Dane DeHaan, I guess how you say his name.
Nice.
He was Harry Osborn in Amazing Spider-Man 2. I thought he was like, he's going to be the actual villain. Like, he's going to be trying to play it off as like, I'm, you know, he can manipulate them, but he's going to turn out to be the actual villain. And he was like creepy looking. So I thought it would work. I mean,
in real life, John Smith was pretty creepy.
Yeah, right, so it works out. But so he's also way older.
We're not building our cinematic universe around Jack Black. Is that what I'm understanding?
That's correct.
That's disappointing.
No. I'm building it. I actually am building my universe around somebody else that I'll reveal later on.
Nice.
Okay. Is it Jemaine?
He may or may not be in one of my films. You spoiled it, but we'll get there. But no, the whole universe is not built around him.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So that brings us back around there.
Yeah, so my next one would be Princess and the Frog. Absolutely, it has to be my favorite princess movie. I totally just, I love it. I think she's, Tiana's just the greatest princess ever. And it took way too long to get a black princess in there. And reading about the background of it sounds like white people have no idea what they're doing most of the time, because they were going to make her like a servant in the rich white woman's house and name her Maddie, and like it was going to be very bad. So
to be fair, Disney is trying very hard to not be who they were for like,
you know,
70 some years.
That's why Princess and the Frog took like 7 years to make, because there was a lot of rewrites and edits. Yeah, I know.
Chat wants the frog prince to be Jack Black. I like what I've done here. This is just wonderful.
I'm going to go through this quick. So Tiana, I cast as Kiki Palmer. She was recently in the live Grease, and she has a damn good voice on her. She's got the age down. She's good. Naveen, the love interest is John Legend.
Interesting, yeah.
Love him.
It's a good choice.
Jamie Foxx will play Lewis the crocodile, the alligator. John Goodman's gonna play Ray the lightning bug.
That's great.
Thank you. Aww. Tay Diggs is gonna play Dr. Facilier, because he needs to be back in musicals. And Lea Michele from Glee is going to be Charlotte LaBeouf, because she needs to know what it's like to be second and not first.
And she's obnoxious.
And she is. She's very obnoxious. So, that's my Princess and the Frog.
I've never seen it, so.
It's
who was the bad guy?
Dr. Facilier.
I feel like Jamie Foxx would be really good in that role.
I wanted him to be a good guy, though.
Yeah.
And
I understand that.
Like,
Wesley Snipes would be good for that role.
I don't know if he's, like, creepy enough.
I'm just like Wesley Snipes. Sorry. Throw him in there.
You can make
Terry Crews as a crocodile.
Oh, my God. Instead of Dr. Facilier,
yeah.
It's just Blade. And he comes in.
Yes!
And he's...
Now you're on my page. Yes. I like
best
this
friends
going.
With Terry Crews.
Yes.
Who's playing himself.
He's playing himself. He just comes in and starts, like, popping his pecs.
Yeah, he's shirtless the whole time.
Explosion! He just says that. And then leaves.
Doc Rev loves what you had to say, though, about Princess and the Frog.
Thank you.
He loves your casting.
Thank you.
TikTok up.
When I was a kid, I wanted to see a reflection of everybody. I grew up in a very multi-ethnic area. I had friends of every single color. And when I went to college and it was all white people, I was very sad. It was very weird for me. So I was really upset for a long time that there wasn't a Disney princess that looked like everybody, and now we're so close to doing that. So it makes me feel good that I get to do this.
Cool.
They will get there.
One day.
I have faith.
So am I next then?
No,
okay, sorry.
All right, so I'm going old school, and I got Snow White.
Oh.
So I, again, have two choices for the princess. Older, but I like her face for Snow White, is Emily Browning. She was in Sucker Punch. She's amazing. And I like her face. She has the round.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. For like the younger, since Snow White was like, what, 13, 14?
Yeah.
Something like that.
About that.
I picked Dove Cameron. She's already a Disney baby. She was in the Disney Descendants. You've probably never seen any of this, and I have kids, and so.
Ryan watches it all the time.
So, no. she's already a Disney baby, and she's adorable. She's got a really good singing voice, so those are my choices for Snow.
I like them. They're good. Snow is, like, a really close second favorite of mine.
It's my husband's favorite.
I was born very pale and, like, with black hair, so my mom called me Snow White.
If you can't tell now.
I've actually started to blend in.
No,
I love snow.
Yeah, I thought she was your favorite, so I was surprised to.
Movie-wise, Snow White is a great movie because of what it did for animation, because right. of what it stands for, but it's not as reflective of the times. Mm. Tiana is a modern woman who works hard for herself and for her goals, and, you know, Snow White is, like, I will fight tooth and nail. I will go to war when people say that all the princesses are damsels and they're bad influences, because I disagree. But Snow handled things differently. She was very kind. She didn't, you know, she worked around the house and paid for her rent that way and stuff like that. So
Jasmine was kind of a bad influence. I mean, she was going to get her hand chopped off on day one.
Not where I thought you were going with that, but okay.
Where did you think I was going with that?
That she was a bad influence because she was, like, wearing a crop top and, you know, having her cleavage out and everything.
Sure, sure.
Snow lived with seven guys. If that's not a bad influence, I don't know what is, so.
And Aladdin wasn't even wearing a shirt. He was just wearing a vest.
Anyway, your turn.
Okay. So my next movie was Tangled, which is the Rapunzel movie. And so I did recast everybody. I didn't keep any of the original actors because the movie's been around for a little while now. So for Rapunzel, I picked Julianne Hough, who,
it's Huff.
Is it Huff, really?
Yeah,
it's
it Huff. Is.
Huh. I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. Julianne Hough. She's a performer. She does a lot of singing and stuff. She was in the Footloose remake and Rock of Ages and Grease Live. She also won a Primetime Emmy for her choreography in Dancing with the Stars. So from a musical perspective and singing and things like that, it wouldn't really be a problem for her. So you keep looking at chat. Oh, that is a very loving name for Ryan Dokrev, yeah. Moving on. So that's my Rapunzel. So she would replace Mandy Moore, which makes me a little sad because I love Mandy Moore, but, you know.
It happens.
Yeah. Do you love her like candy?
Doesn't even know what that is.
Look, I know her from Scrubs. That's what okay. I know her from. And she was
just
my,
ignore that comment.
She was my favorite.
I'm glad somebody got it though, because I would have felt really dumb.
Hey, we both cracked up. Okay.
She was my favorite girlfriend of JD in Scrubs.
Wow, okay. And move on.
I think we should talk about Scrubs now. So Flynn Rider is the character that Zachary Levi played, and in this case I wanted to replace him with Douglas Booth, who was in Jupiter Ascending and Worried About a Boy. I felt like he could handle a lot of the character had to deal with, like, he's like a hot guy and he knows that he's hot and he's suave and, you know, he smolders and stuff like that. That was like actual lines from the movie. So I thought physically he could take that and say those lines and it come off the same way the animated version did. So that's that. And then for Mother Gothel, I picked Marissa Tomei, who...
I'm good with this.
I think it's hard to judge the age sometimes of animated characters, but she seems like she would fit the range of what that was supposed to be, but she's also really wonderful, so I thought that she would be able to kind of be a good antagonist, because, you know, I'd like to watch that.
Yeah.
So.
Ryan.
Boom!
Okay, my next one is
Tangled.
Mulan, who, if I had to pick a favorite Disney princess, that would be her. And it's been years since I've seen the movie, so again, I'm going to be kind of just going off my memory of the movie.
I maintain that movie has the best written song ever, and I'll Make a Man Out of You gets everybody going. It's pretty intense, so.
Is Matt Damon in your movie? No. Okay.
No, Matt Damon. So I cast Jessica Henwick. She was from Game of Thrones and also from Iron Fist. She was Colleen Wing.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, she's great for that.
I don't know a lot of Asian actresses, but, like, I really liked her in Iron Fist. I didn't watch Game of Thrones, but she was great in Iron Fist, so think she would do it.
Yeah, she kind of stole the show.
Yeah. Anyway, so my movie is going to be a little different from the animated version. It's instead of her having to be a man, she is allowed to join the army as a woman. And it kind of changes the whole thing, but now it's going to be like a G.I. Jane movie. And she's going to be
directed by Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, and everybody's going to be like really hard on her, and she's going to be like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to beat the Huns. And you know, yeah, that is going to be really great. And for the villain, I cast Donnie Yen because I love him, and he's awesome. So, and he has martial arts experience and, you know, can act. So, yeah, I think he'd be great. And I also said that the songs are going to be in it, but they're going to be like Johnny Cash style.
So this is Mulan meets Logan? Is that
kind of, yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's not going to be a black and white. There's not going to be a Deadpool thing at the beginning. But, yeah.
I mean, you never know.
No.
Disney doesn't. No, that's Fox. Never mind. It's so confusing.
I'm so okay with all this.
What about, wait a minute, so you're not casting the dragon?
Yeah, that's going to be Eddie Murphy. I did have a cool thing about the dragon.
Yeah, that one you can't.
Is Eddie Murphy still like him? Because like, I feel like he's a pod person now.
No, he's not. He's so basically, like, instead of Mushu being like an actual dragon, like, it's going to be the spirit of the dragon, and it's going to be passed down to her from her family, like her ancestors. She gets like a magic stone that she can activate the power of the dragon.
Like a talking tattoo.
It could be something like that. But yeah.
Does she morph? Is that
no? She doesn't really morph, but like she does like get power from the ancient stone dragon. Because I'm pretty sure the movie she was an ancient stone dragon that just happened to be like this.
It was
tiny,
a guardian, yeah.
Yeah, tiny dragon.
So does the stone talk to her?
No, but she has like visions of talking.
Eddie Murphy.
I mean, Eddie Murphy's voice. Yeah, Eddie Murphy's voice, but not
Eddie Murphy. No, it should just be Eddie Murphy.
No,
his face.
This isn't a Jack Black situation. We're not going that route, no. He's going to be the dragon. It's going to be like an actual dragon.
Does the dragon look like Jack Black?
No. Nobody in this movie looks like Jack Black.
All right. So.
Actually, Jack Black could be the larger of the three dudes.
So yeah, Jack Black might be in your movie.
Probably
interesting.
Not. I mean, if I had to pick somebody for that, it would be the dude that's in all the Jackie Chan movies.
The dude.
Yeah,
in
there's
all
a
the
bigger
Jackie
dude.
Jackie Chan's been in like 600 movies.
Yeah, but this is the guy that he trained. Sammo Hung. That's who I would cast as that if I had to. That was just off the top of my head, but yeah, not Jack Black. Anyway.
All right, so Derek and I are teaming up on it because he took half of Frozen and I took the other half.
I did.
Because it is really like four movies shoved in one. I had Anna, and this is the only one I
had the other one.
This is the only one I have two for. So Saoirse Ronan, I had to look that up, from Atonement and Grand Budapest Hotel. If you wanted something more dramatic, or Georgie Henley from the Chronicles of Narnia, she played Lucy. I also had Kristoff, which you have to cast a Hemsworth in one of these, so I cast Liam. And so
I almost cast my guy as Liam, and I was like, nah, it doesn't fit, but I almost did, so I'm glad he's not playing both roles.
The Duke of Weaselton or Wesselton, I cast Malcolm McDowell because he's an old skinny white guy who can be creepy.
I love him.
There's a lot of old skinny white guys that can be creepy though.
But
they're actually not all that skinny anymore. Like some of them are very chubby, so I like that was the thing. He's the only one that's maintained the tiny frail thing.
What about the dude that was the Green Goblin and the original Spider-Man?
He's not that old.
He's pretty old now.
Malcolm McDowell's way older.
Are you talking about Willem Dafoe?
Yeah, Willem Dafoe. He's creepy looking.
And I mean, yes, he's creepy.
Skinny.
He's not
perfect.
He doesn't look old.
Yes, he does. Have you seen him lately?
How old is he? Is he like in his
50s?
He's
like in his 90s or something. I don't know. He's
not in his James 90s. Earl Jones is in his
90s. I'm rounding up, obviously.
Decades.
You know, you do what you gotta do.
Derek, finish off Frozen for us.
I don't know how old Willem Dafoe is now. This is ridiculous. So I had Elsa, Hans, and Olaf. Olaf is not Jack Black. I'm sorry.
Darn it.
It ruins everything, I know. I thought about it, but it just wasn't going to
work. Is he Josh Gad?
He's not. And I wanted to keep him as Josh Gad, but because he's already in Beauty and the Beast, I didn't want him having two parts.
That makes...
So...
Yeah.
So I recast him.
I understand enough.
Yeah. So for Elsa, I picked Brittany Snow. She's also a singer. She's been in all the Pitch Perfects and Hairspray, and she's been nominated a bunch of times for Teen Choice Awards and stuff like that. So
I'm good with that.
And she kind of looks the part too, just physically. For Hans, I picked Nicholas Holt, who was Beast in the newer X-Men. Well, the prequel X-Men movies. Well, because, you know, it's confusing. He's the one who grows up to be Kelsey Grammer.
Not many people can say that.
We should all be so lucky.
Right? I know. So I picked Nicholas Hoult. He was also in Fury Road and Warm Bodies. He's been in a bunch of other stuff, too. And then for Olaf, I picked one of my personal favorite voice actors. I wanted to focus on voice actors since it would still be some type of mocap CGI character. And I picked Billy West.
Who has
voiced a million things. Most people probably know him from Futurama, but he's voiced Star Wars and Looney Tunes and Woody the Woodpecker and a million different cartoon characters. And that's, I mean, that's what Olaf is he's a cartoon character. That's what he is. Yeah. So that's mine.
Right.
And Billy West doesn't get enough love. So
he doesn't. Amber.
All right. My last one is Hercules. It was underrated. I mean, I loved it, but not a lot of people love it. So, I don't know.
If they removed Danny DeVito, I would love it more.
I think we need to replace him with Jack Black.
Yes.
I think it would work. It would work.
It actually would.
So there you go. There's your Jack Black. Good cast.
Danny, then DeVito can then be Iago in your...
Oh, God. So...
That would be like the gang goes to Agrabah.
That's awful.
And so for my Disney princess, it's Megara, and I chose Anna Kendrick. I think she's got the right face for it, she's got the voice for it, and I think she's got the attitude for it.
Yeah, she definitely has the sass for May.
The sassy, I'm not going to take anybody's crap.
Yeah.
I like her, yeah.
Pretty perfect passing. I love that.
And if we're going with Disney has to have a Hemsworth, you could always put Chris in as Hercules. I'd be okay with that, too.
Yeah, same. Like, I'm good with it.
Totally down.
Yeah,
it's Disney would essentially own his soul at that point.
Like. Right?
Though, which production company did the Huntsman movie that he was in?
I don't know.
Was that Disney?
It was not Disney.
It wasn't Disney? Okay. Okay, never mind.
How dare you?
I didn't see that one. It looked bad.
Ryan, so... finish us off with Ariel.
Oh, by the way, Willem Dafoe is 61, so thank you, Doc Rev. Doc Rev. He's not, like, old.
They make makeup. I don't know if you knew this. They have this thing that they can do to make people look older than they actually are. They've been doing it for a long time.
Or you could just cast somebody the appropriate age.
Why don't you cast the guy from Big Trouble in Little China? Even though he's not white, he'd be great.
He's hilarious.
He's awesome and everything.
God. Yeah, you're totally right.
Are we Lil not talking? Okay, I thought we were talking about Kurt Russell.
No. The guy that plays Lil Pan, he plays the old guy in every movie. Like...
Okay, no, that, yes, that would be fantastic. Yeah, I love him.
It would be, I know. That's why I said it.
But Kurt Russell is about the right age.
God, don't say that. this is the only one I cast where I was like, well, I guess the Pocahontas casting wasn't super common either, but it was not somebody that I'm super familiar with, but when I was looking at actresses, her face really stood out. And the actress I picked was Kim Whalen. She was a Winter Rose, which I never saw, but apparently is a movie where she played Winter Rose, which is a really uncreative name.
Seems like a stretch.
Cool. Yeah.
And then she's in something called Chaos Theory. I don't know, but she really looks like Ariel. If you're interested, go look her up, and she like I can totally see it. And she's a redhead, so that's a plus, right? I mean, I had to cast a redhead.
As redheads, red dye does a number to the hair, so if you're not already one...
I mean, she is already one, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could dye hair, though, so now I'm learning things. Just like I learned you can do old age makeup. I didn't know that was a
thing. You like red hair, Ryan? We can make that happen for you.
So I kind of went into the story again. I actually almost picked Sophie Turner, but I thought her face was not right. For that. Well,
Chloe Moretz was attached to it and dropped out because she doesn't like Ariel as a character, but she was not planning to dye her hair. She was going to be blonde Ariel.
Really? They weren't going to throw a wig on?
They were not. Here's the funny thing,
all the redheaded girls are going to be really upset that they that now they can't look up to somebody because they don't have red hair.
They still have Merida.
Right.
That's
true.
Fun fact, Ariel was going to be drawn as blonde, but they had no idea how to color the shadows underwater, so they just went with a bright color instead because that was easier. Anyway, continue.
So don't you have a fun fact about Ursula?
Yeah. She's a squid, not an octopus, because she has 6 tentacles and not 8.
And why?
Because it was going to cost them $20,000 more to draw 2 more tentacles every time.
But so she shoots ink cool little out of her. I like that fact. Like,
out of her hoo-ha?
Yeah.
I never asked. I mean,
I would assume. Where else is it going to come from?
If I was a squid, I would do that.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting.
Well, you can only do it once a month, though.
I think it's really interesting.
Ink Menzies.
I think it's really interesting to look at Disney and say that back when they were doing The Little Mermaid, they had to cut costs and therefore limit their animation. And in, you know, Brave or Up, they have so much money that they can worry about individual balloon and hair strand arts. Yeah. You know, it's just, it's an interesting comparison.
Keep going. I'm really interested. Anyway.
Well, you see in Up.
So I did, I put, think Indiana Jones or Tomb Raider. She's going to be like a artifact treasure hunter.
I love it.
Yeah.
But is she good at her job like Tomb Raider or bad at her job like Indiana Jones? No,
she's good. Okay. She's good. And so she runs into Ursula in the Mariana Trench, and Ursula tells her that she can give her legs and make her breathe air and she'll be great. You know, if you can go to the up to the land where she wants to go. Great. Again, I haven't seen this movie in a long time, so it's just kind of filling in the blanks. So Ursula curses her, and she gets stuck up on land and she can't talk. And she finds out that Ursula killed her father while she was gone, and so she's trying to plan her revenge to go take care of Ursula.
How'd she learn that if she's up on
because
land?
Because the sea creatures can still communicate with her, Derek. Have you seen the movie? Anyway.
That's true.
But she can't talk back to them?
No, she doesn't need to find out her father was killed.
Do they know that she's plotting
her revenge? Ursula says there's body language. Her. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we can ignore what Derek was saying. So before she can plot her revenge, Ursula turns into like a Cthulhu-type monster and starts attacking the land to try and take everything over, slapping people with tentacles and stuff. And she's really so big, so that's
basically
devastating.
A Japanese porn.
Yes, it turns into like a hentai. And
is she an octopus in the live action?
Yeah, she's going to actually have 8 tentacles. I'm modifying that. And so like Ariel's like, what do I got? What do I do? What do I do?
There is. It's the seagull. And Buddy Hackett passed away. So
no, he's Flounder. Jack Black.
She's
is
like
Flounder.
Trying to figure out how to stop this horrible thing that's going on, and then the trident of her father washes up on the shore and she sees it and she grabs it and stabs it into the heart of Ursula and murders Ursula.
Did you cast Ursula?
I did. Kathy Bates. I don't know why. This was the last one I was doing. I was like, I gotta leave. So.
I think I know why, but.
Okay. Anyway, I also cast Sebastian as Jemaine Clement. I'm trying to pigeonhole him into playing
just crabs.
Yeah. Well, or just general shellfish. Yeah.
And, so you're not opposed to him being a lobster at any point?
No, he could be a lobster or like something else with a shell.
Crawfish, maybe.
A crawfish, yeah.
Prawn.
Whatever. Yeah.
King prawn.
A prawn. A king prawn, yeah. In the Muppets movie, that would be okay.
Yeah.
What's the flounder's name?
Flounder.
Okay, perfect. Because I put flounder, so I
his name is
it's
just
not actually a flounder either.
He's not a flounder.
But his name.
I cast
is flounder.
Ian McKellen as flounder,
but he's already Cogsworth.
Yeah, but he's also gonna be flounder. Deal with it. And then
he's
I also
the linchpin in this hole.
No, he's not. He's not. So I have an after credit scene on all these.
Is Jack Black in it?
No. When Pocahontas is walking through the remnants of the village,
Mallory shows up.
No, she goes into John Smith's, is that his name, his cabin or his tent or whatever they're living in, and finds a chest and opens it up, and there's a little glowing gem. And then,
gonna
end credits. And then Mulan.
That's why I think it should be Mallory as Nick Fury in this universe.
Mulan is her power is activated by a glowing stone. And then Ariel, in the middle of the night, she's the last of all the Disney princess movies to go. And so in the middle of the night, she's sleeping and she wakes up because something in her trident starts glowing. And there's a shadowy figure in the room. And the shadowy figure says in a high-pitched voice, "Touch the gem! You're meant for bigger things!" And she says, "Who are you?" And he goes, "I'm the one who unites you. It's time to become what you were meant to be." And this is setting up a movie called The Running Mouse. All the princesses have to fight for the amusement of the overlord and all his kingdom. Will they kill each other in glorious combat, or will they team up to overthrow the rodent running the sick game?
Disney
welcome.
Princess Hunger Games.
It's actually Disney Princess Running Man. But, well, you know, Hunger Games is a ripoff.
And who's voicing it's Mickey Mouse?
Whoever can do the voice, I don't know. I didn't pick. I was actually thinking Arnold Schwarzenegger because he was Running Man. But he has to do like a higher octave.
I don't know if
he could. How would that go? Let's see. What's one of my lines here? Who are you? I don't know. That's really something bad. Like that. Yeah, well, I'm trying to do a higher pitch Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can't even do a normal pitch. So, it's okay. Terrible.
I think it would be perfect for Jack Black.
No, it would not. Jack Black is going to be the first one to die in the
arena?
Rodent Games.
The Rodent Games.
Whatever they're called. The Running Mouse.
Running Mouse.
The Running Mouse. Yeah. You don't even know the name of your own game.
I love that, actually. That was, like, the greatest thing. I kind of want to just hand over the rest of mine and be like, okay.
I mean, the problem would be, like, you cast a 13-year-old person. I don't know if we can really do that in a movie about murdering each other.
Did it in Hunger Games.
Did they? Were they that young? I guess they were that
young. Yeah, it was that young. She was, what, 10?
That's true. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, okay, 10. It's all good then. We're good to go.
We're good.
Set.
We can just murder 10-year-olds. Let's do that.
Call Disney. Let's make this happen. The mouse is the villain, so... And he's going to be animated, though. That's going to be the whole trick, is at the end you're going to find out as an animated mouse, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit style.
Ooh. So Christopher Lloyd.
Could be. Probably not.
Aw. All right. Well, let us know what you think of our weird casting decisions and movie universes. Let us know what you think the odds are that Ryan's R-rated Disney Princess universe will come to fruition.
PG-13-ish.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
He wants to sell the merch.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Jeez, guest, still got to market it to kids.
Guest director Quentin Tarantino. And... Amber, thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
if anybody wanted to reach out to you for any reason, do you have any public persona that you want to plug?
You can find me at Carrie Guns Cosplay on Facebook.
There you go. And you can find us at heroespodcast.com and at heroespodcast on all the social media sites.
Give us your money on Patreon. Please.
We do have a Patreon. Yes, we do. And if you subscribe, you will have access to our special Patreon-only awesome mix that we put together. You can get the public version out now on Spotify.
The public version just has the three of ours songs right, on it. And yes. Then we added the songs from Gamer Heroes host John and then Ian from Costume Couture.
That's correct. Yeah.
On the Patreon version, so...
So be sure to check out our other shows. This week on Costume Couture, you guys talked Her Universe.
We did.
Right?
Absolutely fantastic clothing company.
So that's pretty cool. And Gamer Heroes, we had to take a week off. We're going to try and get in an episode this week, but John and I were both out of town at opposing times, and so that's been difficult for us to hook up. So we will be back, though, I promise. Thank you all for tuning in.
Next week, we're going to talk One Punch Man.
And then Wonder Woman the week after. We're excited. Bye, guys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.